Today we're keeping it simple and practical. Since there isn't a defined lesson outline here, I want to use this moment the way a good producer would use an empty session. We build from fundamentals, we make smart choices, and we turn a blank canvas into something powerful. That mindset matters in drum and bass, because this genre rewards precision, energy, and intent. So let's focus on a core skill that sits right at the heart of DNB production in Ableton, building a strong, clean, high-impact groove around drums and bass. Start by opening a fresh project and set your tempo somewhere in the classic drum and bass zone, around 170 to 174 BPM. That speed gives you the right energy straight away. Even before you pick sounds, you're already placing your track in the right physical feel. Fast, but controlled, aggressive, but still danceable. Now bring in a kick and snare that already feel close to the sound you want. Don't make life harder than it needs to be. Great production is not about fixing weak sounds forever. It's about choosing better sounds earlier. In DNB, the drums carry so much of the identity, so sample selection matters a lot. Lay down a simple two-step pattern first. Put the kick on the first beat, then place the snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That alone gives you the backbone. From there, add another kick in between if you want more drive, but don't rush it. Get the core pattern feeling solid before you decorate anything. As you listen, pay attention to the relationship between the kick and the snare. What you're listening for is whether the groove feels like it pulls forward naturally, or whether one sound feels weak and the rhythm collapses. In DNB, if the drum backbone is not convincing, the whole track feels smaller than it should. Next, add hi-hats or a break layer. This is where the track starts to come alive. You can use a clean programmed hat pattern, a chopped breakbeat, or both layered together. In Ableton, this is a great place to use drum rack or simpler so you can move quickly and audition different hits without slowing your flow down. If you're using a break, slice it carefully and make sure the groove supports your main drums instead of fighting them. A break should add motion, texture, and that rolling DNB character. It should not blur your transient impact. If your kick and snare lose clarity when the break comes in, pull the break down in volume, EQ some weight out of it, or offset the timing slightly so the layers stop stepping on each other. Here's another key thing to listen for. When your hats and break are in, listen to whether the top end feels exciting or just noisy. That's a huge difference. Exciting top end adds urgency and movement. Noisy top end just tires the ear and makes the mix feel cheap. Trust your ears here. Bright is good. Harsh is not. Once the drums feel convincing, move to the bass. Keep it focused at first. A lot of producers overcomplicate this stage, especially in DNB, where bass design can get deep very quickly. But the real win is getting a bass part that works rhythmically with the drums. Even a simple res, sub, or mid-bass stab can sound massive if the timing is right. In Ableton, start with a bass patch that has a clear purpose. Maybe it's a clean sub following the root notes. Maybe it's a gritty mid-bass with movement. Maybe it's both, split into separate layers so you can control them properly. That's often the better approach. Keep the sub clean and stable, and let the character sit in the mid layer. Program a bass rhythm that leaves room for the snare. That's a big one. Let the snare hit cleanly. Don't crowd every gap. In DNB, contrast creates impact. Bass is part of the groove. If the bass is talking all the time, the track loses punch and becomes flat, even if the sound design itself is strong. Why this works in DNB is simple. The genre moves fast, so the ear is constantly processing information. If you give every element full-time energy, nothing stands out. But when you create pockets, when the bass answers the drums instead of smothering them, the groove feels sharper, heavier, and much more addictive. A really useful move here is to solo the drums and bass together and ignore everything else. This is your engine room. If these elements work on their own, the rest of the production becomes much easier. In Ableton, loop a short section, maybe one or two bars, and keep refining. Adjust note lengths, nudge velocity, tweak envelope settings, try a different bass rhythm. This kind of focused looping is where the real progress happens. Now let's talk about the low end, because this is where a lot of DNB tracks either hit hard or fall apart. Make sure your kick and sub are not fighting for the exact same space at the exact same time unless that clash is fully intentional. Often, a bit of sidechain compression or simple volume shaping can help the kick punch through without destroying the weight of the bass. You don't need extreme settings. Just enough separation so each element has its moment. In many cases, a very short dip in the sub when the kick lands is all it takes. Clean, subtle, effective. That's premium production. Also check your bass layers carefully. If the sub is doing the job, The mid-bass doesn't need loads of extra low-end, high-pass it where needed so the mix stays controlled. This is one of those technical details that makes a huge difference. Big tracks often sound big, because the layers are organized, not because every channel is huge on its own. Once the groove is working, start creating variation. This is essential in drum and bass because repetition can become obvious very quickly at this tempo. The trick is to keep the core identity while making the loop evolve. Swap one hat hit, mute the bass for half a beat, change the last note of the phrase, add a ghost snare, reverse a texture into the downbeat. Tiny moves, big payoff. What you're listening for now is whether the variation creates momentum without breaking the flow. Good variation keeps the listener locked in. Bad variation feels like the track keeps resetting itself. You want movement with continuity. In Ableton, this is where session view or quick arrangement duplication can be really powerful. Make a bass loop, duplicate it a few times, and create subtle differences in each version. That way, you're building an arrangement vocabulary early, instead of waiting until the whole track feels too repetitive and trying to rescue it later. Another strong habit is gain balance. Before reaching for lots of processing, get the rough levels right. If your drums, bass, and percussion already feel balanced with simple fader moves, you're in a good place. Mixing starts with decisions, not plugins. Especially in DNB, where impact matters so much, level balance will tell you very quickly whether the groove is working. If you do process your drums, stay intentional. A touch of saturation can add density. Compression can help glue layers together. Transient shaping can sharpen a snare or control a break. But don't process just because you think you should. Listen for the problem first, then solve that problem directly. And here's your reminder, you do not need a massive template, expensive tools, or an overbuilt chain to make this sound good. Strong choices beat endless tweaking. Keep going, keep it clean. You're building real producer instincts every time you make a loop, feel better with fewer moves. As the loop develops, think emotionally as well as technically. Is it tense, rolling, aggressive, dark, uplifting? Futuristic, even a basic groove should suggest a world. That's how you move beyond a functional beat and into something that feels like a track. The best DNB records make you feel the direction early, even from a small idea. So to wrap this up, the key workflow is clear. Set the right tempo, choose strong drum sounds, build a solid two-step foundation, add hats or a break for movement, write a bass part that works with the drums, not against them, clean up the low end, create subtle variation. Balance levels before overprocessing, and keep checking the loop as one complete groove, not as separate disconnected parts. If you take one thing from this lesson, let it be this. In drum and bass, groove is design. The drums, bass, space, and timing all shape the identity of the track. When those elements lock together, everything else gets easier. Now go open Ableton and build an 8-bar DNB loop using only drums and bass. Keep it focused. Make it hit. Then create two variations that keep the same energy while adding movement. That exercise will teach you a lot, fast. Trust your ears, stay intentional, and let the groove lead.